Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Terror and Triumph of World War I in a Soldier's Own Words. That's the book Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I, written by Gary Foster. The Foster family of Wisconsin, vibrant, happy in the early years of the 20th century. Barbara Foster, widowed early in life, created a loving home for her children. They were all musicians, forming their own orchestra and playing in regional and local venues. But despite Woodrow Wilson's promises, America found itself drawn into the Great War overseas, and Leo Foster, bugler for the Wisconsin National Guard, was sent to the front lines. Nearly a century later, the book reconstructs Leo's World War I experience from letters, newspaper clippings, and photographs from Leo's footlocker. Nothing compares to the immediacy of the war experience in a soldier's own words. Full of wit, good humor, and honesty, these letters provide a fascinating window into the war to end all wars, with insightful organization and context from Leo's grandson, Gary Foster, the author. Gary was inspired by his grandfather's legacy, served for 27 years in the U.S. Navy as a flight officer. A fascinating glimpse back in time to World War I, Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I. Author Gary Foster is with us on This Week in America. Gary, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Rick. Appreciate it.
Well, this is a fascinating story, and I know that all through your life you've heard stories. You had a chance to get the stories, some of them firsthand, from your grandfather. What was the inspiration to put all of these together and write this book? Because it really gives us a unique perspective on war through basically your grandfather's eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And when my dad was still alive, he had given me my grandfather's World War I footlocker, and it contained a bunch of letters that he had written home to his family. It contained a bunch of old newspapers, you know, from historical time frames, and then his equipment, his helmet, his bugle, he had several canteens in there and some other miscellaneous equipment. And so it sat in my grandfather's basement for a long time too and collected some water damage. But then when my dad got it, he gave it to me when I was still active duty in the Navy, and I couldn't do anything with it for a while because I was still on active duty. But when I retired in 2010, I thought, well, you know what, I can probably start looking through this stuff. And I found all this information very fascinating. And like you said, it's through the eyes of him as he's talking to his family through the letters about his experience in World War I. It's really a fascinating look back in time.
Well, and it's totally his experience. You start with the stateside training, end up with his return. This really does a nice job of going back and putting in chronicle form exactly what happened during this entire period.
Well, thank you. Yes, I had to. I spent a lot of time actually researching the events of the time and what happened in between his letters and so on. So putting all that together was a monumental feat, to say the least. It was a very interesting way of doing things. So. Great stuff.
Well, I wondered about that because this really is very well organized and thought out. How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, I started roughly 4 years before it was published, putting the information together. And basically what I did was I went through all the letters and I translated them from my grandfather's writing, which a lot of times was on the I swear it was on the back of a horse or something, you know, because it was kind of jumbled and written in pen or pencil or whatever he could at the time. And translating all those took me a long time because not all of his words were clear. He wasn't the greatest speller in the world either, so that took me a while to figure that out. But anyway, I got all those organized, got them all put together, and then just doing the research of, okay, what happened during this time frame? How can I relate this letter to what happened back then at that time and so on? And it took me about 5 months to actually physically write the book, but it took me the better half of 3.5 years or the better part of 3.5 years to actually construct the information for the book.
You know, when I ask you that, I'm thinking writing was probably the easy part. The research and obviously the translation, that was obviously what took all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly was. It did take a long time, but I tell you what, I'm more inspired by what those men did during World War I than anything before. I mean, we're coming up on the 100th anniversary of the armistice here, and it's just inspiring, you know, to be able to look back on what those guys did for our country.
What's interesting you mentioned that, because as I'm reading, I had forgotten about that, and I don't really remember a whole lot in recent news stories talking about that anniversary. It's a shame it seems like it's forgotten. Is that just my impression, or do you feel like this is sort of slipping up on us and we're not prepared for it?
No, I agree with you. I felt that, you know, it's kind of, in my opinion, it's our media's job to remember to look back on facts and things that our country was involved in to kind of push that message, you know, the historical value of the things that we did, that our soldiers did. And I just haven't seen a whole lot of that at all. Some very amazing battles that occurred during the war where we lost so many soldiers. For example, at this time, 100 years ago, we're in the Argonne Forest, and we're losing, what, 26,000 men in that 47-day campaign, which was the largest loss of life in any engagement that the United States ever was in. So, yeah, I mean, it's just incredible lack of oversight, I guess, on history.
Yeah, that's coming up very quickly, and we'll mention that again before we leave the program. The book we're talking about is Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I, written by Gary Foster. Tell me a little bit about your grandfather. I feel like I know him after looking through the book, but for the listeners, the viewers, talk a little bit about who this guy was. He was a larger-than-life character in some aspects, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. I tell you, he was a very strict disciplinarian, for one, but he sure enjoyed his grandkids, and me and my four brothers, we spent a lot of time with him. He took us fishing, he took us hunting, he took us out on boat trips or on little small vacations. I mean, he was just a great guy, and he was a child's grandpa, to put it lightly. But he was also, like I said, a very strict disciplinarian. So you had to work to get that kind of treatment from him. So he would have us over to his house. We'd mow his lawn or clean up the house, you know, dust the furniture. But all repaid very well with the things that he did for us.
What was writing this, preparing and writing this book like for you in terms of your relationship with your grandfather? Because you mentioned you knew him as grandfather. Suddenly you see him in a whole new perspective. Talk about how your feelings changed as you were working on the book.
Well, when I was reading through his letters and just the comedy involved, those guys, they were hilarious. And I've read letters from other members during the war, and they all kind of had this comedic aspect to them. So, but he was a comedian. He definitely had a good time with that. And I looked at that and the things that he put up with, the sorrow of losing, you know, two of his sisters and his mom very tragically. And then his wife of 42 years passed away from cancer. He went through a lot of stuff even after World War I. You know, he saw so much carnage on the battlefield, and then to have to put up with that. But he always kept his head square on his shoulders, and he was a really very tough individual. I just, you know, I just take my hat off to him and the others like him who fought in the war.
Did he talk very much about his war experiences?
He certainly didn't. The only thing he would do is he'd make Army references, like if you're in the kitchen helping him peel potatoes or something, he said, "Here, you're going to do KP, you know, the kitchen."
So. Other than that, you really didn't know him, and again, saw the other side of him, as we are in the book, Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I. Gary Foster is the author. Book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, information, and you can order the book at GaryFosterBooks.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Gary's website. You talk a little bit about, in fact, a lot in the book, about what he went through, all the mental anguish, the suffering he went through. Did he suffer from what probably wasn't called, but post-traumatic stress disorder? Probably wasn't called that at the time, but did he have any impact? Did that impact him mentally as he was fighting the war, do you think?
I don't think it really impacted him to a great degree, but like you said, you know, PTSD is a recent term. But he did suffer. I mean, he had some real mental anguish, I think, at times. When he got into an argument, boy, he wouldn't let you win. <That's for sure. laughs> But he solved a lot of his issues. I think he really, like many of the World War I guys, they all kind of just stepped back into the shadows and And unfortunately, it was alcohol that really helped him through his pain. I mean, his war wounds and all of the things that he suffered, I think that helped him through. And he never really drank to excess, but he did, you know, have the standard. I'm going to have a couple of beers today. I'm going to drink a little shot of brandy tonight, you know, to go with dinner and so on. So, but yeah, he escaped, I think, through alcohol for the most part.
You mentioned going through the Foot Locker and all the artifacts there. What will you do with those? And there are several that were real favorites to you. You were mentioning the bugle, for example, things like that that I would think would hold a special place for you. What will you do with all the artifacts? And again, are there some of those that jump out at you like, wow, I need this because this really is my grandfather?
Yeah, what we did was I conversed with my brothers. We all agreed that rather than sitting in the Foot Locker collecting dust, we should put those on display somewhere. And so we donated them to the Wisconsin Veterans Memorial up called the High Ground up near Neillsville, Wisconsin. And it's an area that's just beautiful. It's an old moraine from the glaciers. And so it's just a beautiful area. They've really done up a fantastic monument to all of the veterans who fought in the Wisconsin boys fighting in the wars, and men and women, actually. And it's just been super because they have a display case up there, and they have his helmet, they have his bugle, they have his canteen, and, of course, the Foot Locker. I gave them the Foot Locker. I kept a lot of the letter, obviously, the letters and the newspapers that were in there. But, yeah, so it's all on display up there.
What were some of the challenges you had in doing the research? Were there times when you thought, wow, this project may be too big to take on, there's too much here, into trying to sort through it all and do a little editing as you're going, this is important. This is important to me, maybe not to the general public that's going to be reading the book. What were some of the challenges that you went through that whole research process?
Well, it was actually identifying the letters that I was going to use because there were so many that were so applicable. But I knew that I couldn't make a 10,000-page book, so I had to whittle those down. And so just going through those letters, identifying them, first translating them, obviously, and putting them into a word-perfect format or some format that I could read, and then selecting various parts of those letters or using the whole letters in the book, that was the most challenging part to me, quite honestly.
Gary Foster, our guest on the program. His book is Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I. His website is GaryFosterBooks.com. I mentioned in the opening he inspired you and you had a life in the military. How about other family members, maybe friends, that type of thing? Did he inspire others as well?
Well, I know he inspired my dad. My dad joined the Navy during World War II. Didn't see any action, but he was actually in the Navy, was training to be a pilot. And then he came down with a really bad case of appendicitis, which kind of knocked him out of the foray there. So, and by that time, the war in the Pacific was won. This was 1943, 1944, so he never saw any action. And then my older brother Jeff, was in the Air Force, and he was a weapons systems officer. He flew on the F-111 Aardvark for the Air Force, and a weapons system officer is the guy that sits next to the pilot that does all the coordinating to drop bombs and so on, and provide the attack information. And so those were our two members of our immediate family here that are our veterans, actually.
Gary Foster, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Time going by way too quickly. The book we're talking about, Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I. GaryFosterBooks.com is the website for information. He took this very seriously. What he was doing was very, very serious to him. If he were to address future military members, members of the military now, what do you think he would say to them?
I think, quite honestly, he would say, avoid war at all costs. And I know that war is inevitable at times when diplomacy fails. And but he saw a lot of horrible things, I am sure. And plus, he suffered through it, too. I mean, he was hit by the two shells, and then he suffered a gunshot wound in the Battle of the Argonne Force. So he was wounded twice, and I'm sure he saw some people that were just eliminated from the face of the planet through the artillery and the grenades and the machine gun fire that occurred back in the war. So I would definitely say he would say avoid it at all costs.
Gary Foster with us on the program. An excellent job on this book, and we talked about the process you went through in putting all of this together, and painstaking probably is the correct phrase to use in doing that. Any future plans, any other books that you'd like to write?
I've actually thought about putting a book together with all of his letters, just to put those out there without the historical context, because I know there are people out there that like to read those kind of things. And when you read every letter, you really get a taste of what they were going through, what they were thinking. I mean, all these Army young men going into the battle, they're thinking, wow, okay, we're just going to go in there and kick butt and take names. And it wasn't exactly like that, although eventually they did do that. But at first, it was pretty humbling experience to them. And they saw a lot of things they really didn't want to see. And they went from being proud young men to war-torn, weary veterans in a heartbeat. It was pretty interesting.
Do you feel that, and we talked about this with the anniversary of the armistice, which is coming up this November. If you don't know a lot about it, it's time to Google that and get a history lesson and find out exactly what happened back during World War I. Do you find World War I has been overshadowed by World War II and the other battles, the skirmishes that we've been involved in? It was sort of a long time ago and really at not top of mind, I don't think.
Yeah, I think President Wilson said it best. He said, we shall never forget what these men did. And, you know, it's just a couple of decades later that World War II kicked off. And so we did forget a lot of what the guys in World War I did. In fact, the term First World War really wasn't used until the Second World War came along. Before that, it was called the Great War, or the War to End All Wars. And those men, I think, for what they did, they were really forgotten. And the only time it was mentioned after that was when they actually passed away. And, you know, you had the veterans' funeral, you had the 21-gun salute and the presentation of the flag. And then it makes people remember, but it's just sad that we had to get to that point to remember what they did.
We've got a couple minutes left. The book is called Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I. You've worked with Reader's Magnet on this process here and getting the book together, getting it out to the public and sharing the message of your grandfather. What's that experience been like working with Reader's Magnet on this project?
They have been absolutely fantastic. They really have an organized group of people. I want to say a shout out to Zyron, if I can. She's been just very absolutely terrific in helping me. And they're just a class act all the way.
I know it has to take a load off your mind that, okay, you've done the creative process of this. Now you're going to turn it over to the professionals to actually take this and market it and get the message out there. Gary, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. The book is an excellent read, Notes from the Trenches, A Musician's Journey Through World War I, written by our guest in the program, Gary Foster. His website is GaryFosterBooks.com. Books also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link on directly to Gary's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting to check it out because there's more there. We've got blogs and other information as well. Gary, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your grandfather's story on the program today.
Thank you, sir. I really, really appreciate it.
It's been fun, and the book, again, an excellent read, Notes from the Trenches. Gary Foster, the author, his website, GaryFosterBooks.com. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.